United God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any changes to the agenda?
I was going to add the update on Worthington Christian, but it sounds like that you've got a good update for us. Not much to update, I mean, but just kind of that it's part of our conversation.
As you know, Worthington Christian, they're building a campus, and they're going to vacate the school in 2 years. We've already got developers calling, talking to residents and things like that.
What?
And I've had a couple of conversations with them. They were hoping that maybe a school would take it over. We just wanted you to be aware that, they'll be gone in 2020. But we want to make sure that it doesn't get annexed into Columbus. Yeah. And I just wanted to put it out there on the radar.
What are the developers calling and telling? I mean, what are they doing?
Well, they're asking questions about, neighborhood, building has asbestos, being tore down. And the one guy was thinking about building like five single family residents, which would be wonderful. I mean, it's going to be positive, win-win for everybody. And it may still be a school. We don't know, but we know what the possibility of it being annexed out. We know that Wesley Glenn owns the property across the street. We just need to kind of dig our heels in and work with the new developer.
Yeah.
So I wanted it out there on the radar.
Chief, you want to just...
I spoke with Mr. Parrish yesterday. He's the principal, and he apologized for not calling before the article came out that he's has been off work. Matter of fact, we wondered, we hadn't seen him around in a while for some other reasons. He'd been off about 8 weeks, and he just came back when I did, and we're meeting, Lieutenant and I are meeting him Friday morning to just kind of get what he can tell us about this. There's other reasons we're meeting with him, two sets of people, and we've got to meet some state mandated school things with the online security stuff. So, and we'll come back, and I'll make sure the three of you are advised on what he tells us. There'll probably be a person next week.
And he's
and
a prince.
He may not be able to tell me every time.
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't know. I'm sure they don't know a lot at this point.
Well, it's so, not even for sale yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're starting construction on the main campus.
Yes.
Right. So that building has to get done first before they close that. I mean, I would think that we need to pick one of the trustees to go meet with the head of the entire school district, mm-hmm. right? Because we've been a good. I guess we provided them good services. We've got a good relationship, and I would like to see
a great relationship.
Mm-hmm. When they sell, they could put in as a contingency to the sale that it cannot be annexed, mm-hmm. right? And I would like to us to be proactive,
mm-hmm. yep.
make sure we're protecting the township. So
I thought I'd ask Mr. Parrish whether he or the superintendent want to come to one of our meetings.
Yeah.
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 Like you said, they've been great with us. We get along great with them. I don't know why they wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I'll be glad to ask them if, mm-hmm. or whether you want to be with them on your own.
Let's invite them to come to the meeting just to, let's invite them to come to the meeting and then we can kind of start the conversation from there. But I think the more that we can get, the word straight from mm-hmm. him,
I before we do that, I would suggest that we meet with them first, because they may not be ready to come to a meeting, right? They may not want to have a, I mean, they may not be willing to, you know, talk about it. So, but maybe they are. I think we should ask.
Well, yeah, just figure after Chief talks to them on Friday, then we'll kind of have a sense of.
Would you be interested in being that liaison?
We don't know that if any contractors have contacted them, but they have contacted a few of the residents, you know, asking about the neighborhood. So, I mean, you know, came up at a meeting the other night. We had a great relationship. That's actually where we meet, you know.
I'd
love to see it, you know, something nice going there.
Well, that's a lot of green space.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if we could negotiate part of it to stay green and make it community garden or park or some neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, maybe
that'd be awesome.
You hit the lot of them, put it down the street there.
When it talks.
Where do they get their sewer and water?
I don't know. I mean, the school's got
sewer
and water.
Water.
It's probably Franklin County, a lot of you guys have.
Yeah, we're Columbus Water, and they're actually on the sewer.
Okay. Franklin County had some areas that were carved out that they could service that are in Columbus.
I'm just wondering if that might end up being a driver for annexing.
It shouldn't be, because they already have that service, which is great.
It depends if it's a change of a new building or a change of use.
Right. Multiple homes could cause some changes.
Or something.
Yeah.
We need to look at the contracts, I think.
Yeah, we've got a water district now, so.
Yeah. That's right.
And Franklin County, we still has, they haven't been absorbed into the Columbus Water sewer, so it's possible we could still work with Franklin County on that. Until that happens, that's still a possibility. So, all right.
Kathy,
I just wanted to add what Erin was saying here is the school was built in 1925, and before Worthington Christian, it was Grace Brethren. Hmm. And a lot of our residents, our older residents, you know, their kids went to those school, to that school. And so it's a long, long, wonderful relationship. And of course with our police and roads department. And the different, you know, Flags on High has their annual plants held there. I mean, we have worked together with them for years and on different things, good for the community. So it's not our hope. I mean, I think what's happening is that a lot of us are involved in the Clinton Gallery Commission and the meetings and the development zoning variance. We attend those. A lot of developers have gone to the Clinton Gallery Commission asking questions. You know, the article went out in the paper, it was in the dispatch, it was also in the booster. So that's when the calls started coming out. And then neighbors are hearing rumors and are concerned. So all of that, you know how that snowballs.
Yeah.
What some developers and some well-known ones that have done good in Clintonville were wanting to get a feel for what the community around the school would want.
Oh, good. I'm glad
that's
amazing.
There. Yeah. But, you know, it all is up to the, you know, the school, that type of thing. So we wanted just to, there's some things that we are concerned about that we would not like to see in there. And so maybe we can talk more with you at another time on that. So
Thank you.
Let's
get on to approving the agenda real quick.
Yeah.
Is there any other?
Only other, whether we should have a moment of silence for Chief Hale? Is that on there? Okay,
yeah.
I didn't see it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
John, okay, then great.
If there's no changes, a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
All second, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any other resident comments or concerns?
I don't hear anything.
Oh, that's good.
Water district update. We do have one person who's stepped forward with interest in joining the board, and then we'll have one more position to appoint at some point once we have that person. So Tony Palmer has indicated some interest. He is an unincorporated in Worthington Hills, an attorney, which we could definitely use a legal person on the board. So I'm in full approval. I've known Tony a little bit here and there, and I think he'd be a solid board member, and we'd be looking for a 2-year term for him, and then we'd have a 1-year term person still to appoint.
And I know he's done a great job on the memorial board. You know, I think come in, I think he's gotten along with the board, has really dug into the legal issues in terms of helping them fix some issues. So I think he'd be a very strong man. So.
So do you have any questions for us? Or, okay.
No.
We're just glad you brought Grant.
Yeah, he has cute kids too. So, I don't have to abstain from this one, do I? So, okay. I would motion to appoint him to the 2-year term on the Manor Water District, effective tonight. If
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Welcome aboard. Buckle up. It's a fast-moving train at this point. Other updates.
Does he have to fix repairs?
Yes.
Is that part of that?
Bill's going to give you a class right after this.
Bill's happy about for Bill's happy about that. Right?
You have one of those diggy things, that'd be really helpful.
That's right, yeah.
I don't know what those are called.
At least waiters.
Other just brief updates. We've met with Delco last week. They're preparing a couple of contracts. We'll either have Tony look those over and or Mr. Albers before we sign, but Delco wants to make sure with the engineering and in-house work that they're doing that should we change and decide to go with Aqua for whatever reason or Columbus or whatever down the road before the project's consummated, then we would be paying them for the work that they've done. Otherwise, it'll be rolled into the project. So we'll have that to look at in the near future. And then they've also offered in the interim, and we can figure out how to a la carte it, but they could be available to do emergency repairs on our current system should we need that, and they're available 24/7, and I think, God, it'd be great to have somebody we can call that doesn't gouge us and that is available quickly, which is really hard to find currently. So we've had a decent winter so far, but we need to be ready for, you know, we still probably have to hang in another, I would think, a year and a half before we could possibly break ground. So we're digging into the funding sources now. We're preparing for some of that. But things are really, like, moving frighteningly.
Once we have this agreement where they feel they can start doing the engineering work, they'll do things like do coring to see if there's rock down there, and mm-hmm. really start to put down some of the cost parameters that they have. One of the things that we will evaluate as we get into the actual design of it is where the easements are, where easements mm-hmm. might be necessary.
And right-of-ways. They're going to need to talk to you about, because I would guess that a lot of the names are going to be in the right-of-way. We have to think long-term again where sewer would eventually go and that 10-foot distance is
pretty much
needs it all. So we'll have to figure that out, because there's going to be places where it's going to have to cross properties, in which case we'll be dealing with easements, or places where, and their big concern with it being in the right-of-ways, if the township later on decided they needed to put something there and they required Delco at their expense to move the lines, that's a big risk for them. So they're going to need to talk to us as a township about what assurances we might have that discussion could include that being included in the cost of whatever the township's trying to do. I don't know how that normally works, but
normally it's utility company's responsibility to move it at their expense.
Okay, so we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But those are all things that we'll
pretty much heads up. We will have to have some kind of concrete discussion on easements and if there's a way we can run it in the township.
Where possible.
Once you even need it.
Right.
So.
Okay, so I'll put them in touch with you just to put them in some of your knowledge on some of those kinds of things. So that's
really, the only other couple of things that we would like to be able to do is we have our Mount Air shareholder meeting on the 14th of May. We would like to have a Water District public information meeting after that for all the residents of the Water District. And if we could have that here at the Township Hall, it would be real helpful. So
Sharon and Chief said it's available. So
we could do that.
Assuming, is there any, is that a free thing? Is that charged? Is it, how does it work?
Lori, Tuesday night, May
14th.
It's our board that we appoint.
Sharon said something about you're expecting 70 people.
50 to 70, maybe.
We don't have that many parking spaces.
Well,
I think you should have it here. I'm just telling you we don't have that many parking spaces.
We figured, I think a lot of people double up, but we had our last meeting here, and it was that big, and we were fine.
So. That's the only concern of ours, when she said that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, and the Keller Williams office down the road has offered after hours if we ever need overflow parking. It's a little bit of a walk, but not far. I could work that out if you need to.
I think cross streets start to come a little bit empty after a certain time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, see if they buy a big
map. We all park next door.
they're pretty well filled all day and into the evening.
So that's tentatively okay. I think that would be a free meeting. Okay. Cool.
The other thing we do have to request, if it's possible, is that we need to, when we approve our bylaws, which we have the draft bylaws, and in our first meeting we'll have to approve the bylaws, but we have to specify an address, an office address, and we'd like to be able to use a township building as our address.
And okay. A place to keep records. I don't know how, like, you have a memorial board in cemetery records. Where they have their own building. We have a place to store the public records. Would this be appropriate for that?
Well, I think this is different than the memorial board because, you know, that's created by statute. This is created by us, you know, the Water District. So I think it makes sense.
Okay. We probably just need a half a drawer for now. I mean, we're going to have everything scanned and online too, but we'll need a place to store that. And if we had mail and things, it'd be nice to have one place for it to come.
Yeah, we just have to worry.
We just take that as a yes and call it good.
I think
take it and run with it.
Nobody said no, Bill. Let's go.
There you go.
You get the bill for rent.
Your mail tray costs.
They say stop selling when they close the sale.
Yeah, we run out of drawer space. We're done.
Yeah, there you go.
So, okay. Anything else? We're good.
Yeah, great.
Strategic plan update. Only thing I pulled out the format that we were using before and updated a few things, but I didn't get as far as I'd like tonight, but I'd like to start putting in some, adding in more tactical action steps and who's responsible and timelines. We've actually made progress on some of these without going back to the format, so I want to just kind of catch this up to where we are, go back and look through the surveys again and just make sure that we haven't missed anything. I think we're actually in pretty decent shape. With some of this, and we'll get into some of the things later when we talk about the general fund, but is there anything else on this that
just kind of go down the list? And
I'd like to, I mean, the Star Board hasn't met for a little while, so I'd kind of like to get caught back up with them, but I might have to wait until after mid-May.
I would just like to point out, though, that this is not talk about any mergers or dissolutions, right? I think people, we keep hearing rumors that people think that the township is thinking about potential mergers or dissolutions, and that's been, you know, that's been raised throughout the years, right? And so I think we just need to keep you know, drilling it down that is not, I mean, it's not an interest of mine. I don't think it's an interest of anybody on the team, but that's not part of the plan. You know, this is about being efficient, keeping the township sustainable, making sure we're working harder and smarter and doing more with less, right, and being efficient. So that's what this exercise is about. So,
and we, you know, we want to stay competitive too in terms of, you know, when people do have other options to annex to get a lower tax rate or whatever, and they don't really understand the value the township brings. We need to not keep asking residents to keep paying more. So I think there's some things that we can do, and I mean, even if we talked about, you know, what to do with the building or not do with the building, and certainly nothing's been decided and nothing would be decided short of a discussion that happens here that you guys would all hear. If we did something like that, it would be to move the township forward and create more revenue and more opportunities and more visibility and make it better. It has nothing to do with trying to get rid of anything. We just want to make sure we're making the best decisions we can for the folks that are paying the bills. So that's all I have on that. Local waste, did we ever hear back from them?
No. So we had a really good representative who was very, very responsive. I've sent two emails. The woman who is supposed to be our contact is on vacation until March 25th. So if we don't get a response by next week, I'm going to go to the owner and find out who the right contact is.
Yeah. I saw that Perry Township was on their Facebook page. They were bidding out. They were with Runke now. And,
okay.
When's our contract up?
We did a 2-year renewal, so I think we're 21. Our waste contract, 2021.
Okay. So they need to do their job.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. OVC?
OVC.
Did we put that thing on the website?
The new renderings?
Yeah.
Yeah. I put the ones that they sent us,
yes.
What was it, maybe 2 weeks ago?
Yes, that's right.
So those are the newest renderings that we have are up on the website, just what we have from them so far. And Chief, you said they were working over there today?
Lieutenant is up there, and they're tearing down the North Office Building.
The North Office Building is up there today.
So the update, if you're finished, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Going around. So everybody should have JED talking points in their file. The OVC needs to get 50% of their tenants to sign off on a joint economic development district. They've asked us to take a look at these talking points, modify it. So I wanted approvals to work with the departments and talk about the services of the police department. You know, do they take our trash removal up there? Or do
I'm
they,
sorry?
Who does the trash removal up who does I'm trash removal?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know I've seen local waste trucks up there, but whether they're
part
of our...
Yeah.
I don't think we have any businesses
I didn't know if I've got to look into if there's residential up there, right? If they will get that service or not. So we're going to be putting together talking points and then going to meet with the business owners just to make sure we can count to 50%. So before I did that, I just wanted to get approval from...
Yeah, it looks
okay.
Good.
Okay. All right. So I'll send out the final version.
Okay.
Okay. Kathy.
I have two questions. I couldn't hold them from last, but we were talking about the plan
of course.
And also JED. Mm-hmm. So is there a draft of the strategic
that's a hard one.
That we can view?
Yeah, we can put it on the website, or the template. That's. I mean, I'm happy to do that.
And also on the JED?
Yeah.
Have we had a public meeting open to the public for any questions? Because there are a lot of rumors going around. And,
yeah.
Not only, you know, about hearing about the possibility of, you know, selling my building and finding something else.
Yeah.
But also with the OVC and the JED contract.
Yeah.
And because there's protections that could be placed in that contract.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of residents would like to see it.
Sure.
A public meeting, I think, is required.
Yeah,
it
is. Yeah,
and I don't think you've had one.
Well, not yet. I mean, I think this has been on the agenda every meeting, right? We've had presentations on it. We've had discussions on it. But before we have a JED formal meeting, before it's finalized, we've got to make sure that we can count to 50% of the tenants that they're going to be okay with it. Without that, it's not worth the time to hold a public meeting. It's not worth going to the city of Worthington and getting them to be a partner on this. I think they're willing to be a partner on this, but we can't do all that until we know we can be successful. Mm-hmm. So, but everything will, Kathy, it's a great point. You know, everything will be open. People can look at the documents, the contracts. Everything is crystal clear. And, you know, the goal of the JED is just to bring in more revenue for the township.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, in researching it and looking at other plans that have taken place in other townships, things, there are things, addendums that can be put in that contract to protect our township from being annexed in the way future, or from all sorts of things. We don't know what percentage of tax income is going to be, what percentage is going to be received to the to the township, what percentage to Worthington, if they're the partner in this JED,
right? Yeah, so what we've talked about is Worthington would get approximately 20% of the tax revenue, and I think that's kind of the standard, you know, the standard amount, and then we would, because they've got fire, right, they do the fire there, and they provide services to there as well, plus we need their income tax authority to be able to do it, but we would charge 2.5% income tax on all income that is produced out of that JED. So all businesses, all business owners, you know, so it's, you know, we're waiting on numbers from the developer in terms of what that's going to produce, but it's all public. So we'll look forward to, you know, having a meeting if you need us to come down to the three streets, you know, in terms of...
No, I just think that there should be a public meeting.
Yeah.
I think that's... Yeah. Shouldn't it be?
Well, there has been. There has been. I mean, this has been talked about on, I think, every agenda. Everything has been...
the whole last fiscal year, I mean, it's been on...
Yeah, I mean, we're... But in terms of having a formal meeting before we move forward, we will have a formal public hearing before we... But not until we know it's going to be successful, right? I don't want to... You know, we don't want to start a process that we know we don't have the votes for. So, yeah.
Now, so the abatement is that a 10-year or a 15-year?
We don't set the abatement. That is done by the county. We would have to approve... So the county's approved, it's been a while since I've looked at it, I think it's 15-year, 60% abatement, if I remember right. Now, there's a TIF that would go with it. We have to approve the TIF. We have not done so until we understood what the JED's going to look like.
Yeah, we have to see the whole package.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, we're still working on, there's several other commercial areas that we would do JEDs with down the road. And we're kind of started those initial processes, but we could, you know, I don't know if we'd have a public meeting on each one if they'd all kind of have standard language, but we'll be working on those too.
And it would be good to put them all together as one.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we're going to go through this later. We're talking with the Gottman Guild, you know, about doing a JED there. We're talking with the Metro Parks. We've talked to every board member from the Metro Parks in terms of trying to get that put together. So, you know, but that, so it takes time, but it's all in process. I think Worthington Christian, if that ever becomes developed, right, that could be a great place for a JED as well, if it's going to be commercial. So, yeah.
Anything else?
And Kathy, if there's any suggestions that you have, you know, let us know what you need, or, you know, what we don't want to have happen is that people, you know, we pick up vibes from residents that there's rumors, right, that we're selling the building, that this is about merger or dissolution, and I hope people would stop spreading those rumors because they're not true, and if anybody, you know, come talk to us, right, because we're 100% 100% transparent.
And we're here twice a month. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities. You can certainly reach out to any of us individually as well. But I keep hearing things too. I'm like, where is this coming from? It couldn't be further from the truth. So,
as far as rumors about that set, the selling of the building, I mean, I don't think we're hearing them in our area.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure that as people find out that, you know, that you are pursuing, looking into that, that they're wondering, well, why? You know,
But I think what
exactly are you looking for?
Well, when we, we had a meeting several years ago on shared services, right, that went over with a thud, and that's okay, right? That's what we have those meetings. We got the input. What we heard from our residents is they do not want merger, right, Pat? I know you were a strong voice on that, that people did not want dissolution. And so for us to be here long term and provide services, we need to be creative, right? We need to be, I think to Laura's strong work in the strategic plan, we need to be very efficient with how we're providing services.
Well, and I think when it comes to, these are largely business decisions, but I think in the effort to move things forward, I mean, if this is maxed out on its value appreciation, it was a great investment at the time. At the point where we've tipped over into it's getting more expensive to maintain, the building's going to start depreciating in value, that pot of value is going to shrink. And if we've moved that at the top of that, the pinnacle of value, and invested it elsewhere in a way that it's generating income off of interest, off of investment, off of whatever, maybe we find a building that's sized better, has better parking, costs less, that doesn't need all the upkeep. That's to everybody's value, because why would we not? I mean, so at some point it's costing us more. It could be making us more. And we want to make the best decisions we can, and we certainly won't make them in a vacuum. And we'll get all kinds of input. But, I mean, I don't... Chief, how long have we been here, and where were we before that? And
9 years.
Since 2009.
So, I mean, these things...
8, 9 years.
Commercial properties, people don't usually stay for 30, 40 years. I mean, these are things you just continually move and, try to chase the best value you can get. But, I mean, we've run out of parking. Half the building's not being utilized well. Our electric bills are crazy. I mean, at some point you have to ask, is this the best place and is this the best building? And if it isn't, then, well, where do we go? And how do we make things better for the police department and give them a space that can be, updated better and work better and grow with the changing needs and regulations and all that? And how can we, potentially help build up, some visibility by being in a better location that gets a lot of traffic, and we can, do logo and signage and have a really good, presence in the community? Those are all questions we need to ask. And if the answer is none of those are going to make sense, then nothing changes, because nothing's been decided at this point. We just have to ask those questions. So.
And I think the township's not really a building, right? The township is the people. And I think the reason we're such a good township is because of our departments, right? Our road department, our police department, our property maintenance. I would rather invest in people than buildings, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, on to general fund sustainability, unless we've already covered that with the Jets a little bit.
I think we've hit it.
And then we have somebody looking at our handbook, employee handbook, and some different things, right?
I'll cover that.
We'll cut that. That's kind of goes to okay. And so anyway, there's more to come, because we're looking into some other things that we can do to, again, curb costs and be more customized, bring better values to our employees, and that helps the general fund ultimately as well. Sharon Township Memorial Board. Sharon Memorial Board.
All right, thank you. So two issues with the Memorial Board. We've got one of the members here. They had an issue with the city of Worthington. They put in glass block windows in the basement that were not prior approved by the Architectural Review Board. And I think it was under prior president. And I don't want to put Tony on the spot, but I talked to Tony about it. I talked to other board members on it. And I think it's one of those situations where it's no harm, no foul, right? Because they're putting a landscape plan in. You're not going to see the windows. And so over the last week, I've been talking to almost everybody on City Council, Worthington, just supporting the Memorial Board. I know others have and have been very involved. And, the city's decided not to take it to an appeal because it's you're not going to see it. And it's glass block windows are good from a security standpoint and a durability standpoint. And I think, Tony, you guys painted them as well, so they blended in better. So and I don't know if
there's... There'll be some shrubs that'll be going up, too. That was part of the plan. Right.
And you guys are spending about $5,000 on landscape, I think, coming up. And, So, we appreciate the partnership with the Memorial Board, the outreach, and I think got to the right, was it?
Yeah, that's an old Worthington.
Yeah. We have a lot of...
Yeah, they pay
rules.
They pay attention. Yeah, as they should, but this is, I think, the right solution. Memorial Board has three openings right now, 3 to 4, so we're reviewing that. I think we'll be coming to the board, advertising openings so they can be full strength. They have enough to meet the statutory obligations, but we would like to get them to full strength, so we'll be moving on that.
Very good.
Okay.
2019 permanent budget?
Yes. On the front of your board, you have a resolution to approve the 2019 permanent appropriation board. And attached is each of the spreadsheets provided by the chief, Tom, and myself. And this is the same format that we used last year. Once it's approved, if there's no questions, I'll scan this, send this down to Kerry Ritchie at the Frank County Budget Commission, and load these into the UAN system tomorrow. An issue that Chief and I talked about today is this is just a starter. In the future, we expect to bring in some additional revenue, and so that we would update our and get an amended certificate of estimated resources, and that would follow up with a supplemental appropriation resolution. So you can
I'm not sure the cemetery stuff's high enough.
Couple of examples we talked about. Once again, we've received grant money. Mm-hmm. One we've received already this year. We're going to be getting two more. We never reflect that money coming in. We see it go down to my budget. What we need to reflect, that's coming in to make up for the money we're spending. And I think we've done it a few years ago. We haven't mm-hmm. done it since. So once again, we can't do it now. Because we have to spend the money
and
we're able to get it.
Yes.
Yeah, that was similar in nature to the what we have with Ortona for the insurance as they come in and give us a quote and then tell us in advance, they say, well, we're going to give you a check for $2,500, but we need the $30,000 up now. But why don't you just net it out and that way I save on my appropriations? And they never do that. And crazy, but it's an attention. But the same thing, the chief was saying, yes, spend $10,000 in order to get $11,000.
Just
one of those things. But he asked me about, we had done the supplementals a couple of years ago. So it's
just a quick correction on the police budget. I think the unencumbered balance should say 2018.
From 2015.
Okay. From
20.
Just.
It says 2019, isn't it? Oh, mine does.
Oh, okay.
It says it on John's now, too.
Oh, okay. I've got an old version.
I'll just scribble it out.
I'll move approval of the 2019 permanent budget.
Go ahead.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. fiscal officer.
Okay, the auditors, the preparation for the 2017-18 audit has started. They'll be in on Monday. So Sharon Lee, who's taking Friday off, we'll be spending time getting all the records ready for the auditors on Monday. And we're going to put them in this room. That way there won't be, if they have to be here on Friday, there won't be a conflict. Item number four, there's current efforts to validate the monthly billing system. We've covered this before. I have gotten a quote from Julian Group for them to come in and do a yearly review of the valuation system and a quote of $450. An error in the Medicare, to 2019 Medicare calculations has been detected. Right? Tomorrow I'll be talking to Trudy Martin. She's the top person down there at UAN. We're going to talk the issue and then she's going to get on my system and see what the issue is. The interesting is it, the problem on the Medicare did show up in 2017 or 18. What I did was I took the IRS form W-3 and multiplied 1.49% against the Medicare wages, and it came within 50 cents, which is not bad for 26 paper. So there's something wrong. They changed their values, and it's a table system put in the environment growth. So I talked to John today. I expect to have a report with him by April 30th. And then at that time, John, I, Elaine Russell, and Tom will sit down and go on. So that, I think this is good. I explained to John, I said, I got the annual report in, plus the taxes, and I just got back from vacation. So I am behind, but I'm catching up.
Yeah. So now we know how you went on vacation.
But it's fun. I do have the January bank reconciliation with the UAM reports, cash summary by fund, payment listing, summary and appropriation status. And as always, I post on the website the cash summary by fund and appropriation status reports at the end of each month. So that's good. The next thing was the Park National Bank, and that was just for the trustees to sign. We're on a 30-day trial of the Park National Bank ACH debt control system, which went into place yesterday. And only authorized accounts, federal, state, OPER, DWC utilities were able to debit our checking account. After that, it's a $25, and so it goes. What I'll do is, if someone tries to debit, it's not on this list, I'll get an email at 2:30 in the morning with a follow-up at 10:30. And if I don't do anything, that transaction will be rejected. And what you see is these are the folks that will be only available, and then I put in dollar values. Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking of water bills, and Columbus does, and I thought, what if water, they normally would say I get a $600 water bill. Yeah. What if Columbus put an extra 2 euros on there?
Yeah.
It might be tough.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. That's why that's in there. I just wanted to show it for you. I think it's a good system, and if you recall, I mentioned that Muskingum County Library got zapped a couple years ago, and they are a case study for the Treasurer of State's continuing education. It's not what they're doing. So I think this is going to be good, and it'll probably get carried out by others.
I wonder, just because of it, John, just a quick question.
Yeah.
On the
number seven.
Yeah, number seven under maximum allowable amount. Is that zero because it's us or number seven, shared township?
Yes.
Do we need to have an amount listed there?
No. I send.
On this one.
Oh no. I see. On this one. Here no, because it's an internal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's an internal system for the payroll.
Okay.
So it comes in, and you also know that it's all debits, mm-hmm. No credits. Mm-hmm. So basically, if someone's silly enough to send us money, we'll take it. So that's why there's no credits on it. There might be a way, there might be something, I'll talk to the auditors next week about this, and if they come back and say, John, you put in some value, then what I'll probably do is probably go about $10,000 above an average bi-weekly audit, you know, I mean, payroll. Well, you know, about 35,000, and that way you got coverage.
Thanks for answering that.
Postage stamps, it was a, I thought this was a good, this had a good way. Sharon Lee recycled some postage stamps for secondary use, which is just a township $15.
She's good at
recycling. So, she's tight as a bull. She really is. So, I had to put that in there because I got kicked out of that. But she did. So, she's always doing that, if saving money.
Yeah, she got mad at me the other day because she accidentally grabbed two of the post-it notes, and I said, oh, that's wasteful. I was just kidding. She was going to put it back. Boy, did I get a look.
You're a regular, right?
Next item, updated Township Personnel Manual. We have asked Benjamin Humphrey, down at Franklin County Prosecutor, like 6 months ago, and he said, John, it's going to be next year. I said, I'm in no hurry. Yeah. And so he's sent it out for you to look at, and take a look at it and see what you think. And, you know, maybe early May or April or whatever, we can look at it. You want
to make any changes, and you can run it back past them. So
yeah,
sure. Just to make sure it's kosher.
I think the previous one was 95, so
yeah, it's way overdue.
It's great that we're taking on this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I think Benjamin's a wonderful guy. I think after the way everything's done, we can send a nice letter to Benjamin.
So
that's awesome.
So if we have our own comments, you want comments from us? I mean, I was part of writing that one, so it's written in 98.
Okay. But,
and so is Tom.
Well, I think especially if there are things that you guys want to update or change or add, and we would run it past them to make sure it meets the legal.
I think there's even some things in there we didn't particularly want in there.
Some things are required and some things aren't, but I would include those.
No, we knew what was required.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like something.
This is your chance to make some quick edits.
25 years later, things can change a lot in the law, so.
And the last item was, I talked to Emily Blunt at Brocious Law Firm, and she asked for some contract agreements, and I forwarded it on, and then I turned this over to John because she has a response.
You're rolling.
Right? No. This is good.
So she's opined that we cannot do inside millage for the general fund. We're in the incorporated areas, we're already at the maximum 10 mils, but we could create a road district within the unincorporated area.
We already have a road district.
Yeah, yeah. So I wasn't sure why she put that, whether it's a separate.
We created a road district for the road levy, which is all the unincorporated areas.
Right. So. Yeah, so I'm not sure how helpful this is, right? I think we already knew we had the ability to use the road district, right?
Could we come up with a different term for this inside?
In what way?
Let me think.
So it's going to
be
keep exploring a little bit.
Yeah, I'd like to keep it separate.
Yeah,
it's good to have all this information.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. The credit card thing?
Oh, yeah, credit card. Okay. This is the required credit card review. And as you can see down there, there was a one major screw-up. So our $100 profit has just gone down to $30. Okay. Yes, for some reason, we didn't get the bill out, and we were charged $35 in fees and interest. So missed on that, so our $100 that we expect to make statement credits, it's going to go down from 100 to 30. But basically, it was one of those storms that they just didn't get out, and that's the reason why. So sorry about it. But
is that our first time that that's happened?
Yep.
A lot of times, if you call them.
The name is Park National Bank,
okay.
But the card is issued by Citibank out of South Dakota. And they're a bunch of cutthroats. So I will see what I can do. What I probably could do is I'm going to have Lisa Keller, who's our rep at the bank, come in maybe in the next meeting or so, and then I'm going to see if I can get a $50 credit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They'll waive
get some
money. I would think so.
Maybe they waive one or the other.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether we get it from Citibank or for her.
Especially if there's extenuating circumstances. I mean, the mail was suspended for a day or two, right? somewhere
yeah,
there?
And that's what it is.
Yeah, we can't
and
help that.
If you don't get there on the day it's due, it's, you get the other fee. So yeah. That's what happened. So.
So am I good to sign this?
And that is all I have. Yes, I do. That's it. Thank you.
What's today? Gosh.
20.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
First day of spring.
Please.
What I have on the agenda, at the last page, I gave all of you a letter, plus that email to you on the job, requesting that the annual increase in the steps for the annual below my rank to pay for 2019, and I'm still asking that it be approved. It was figured into the permanent budget. It's all in there, lauded and all that. So, we have money, and they deserve it.
Okay.
And that concludes the
All right, well, do we have
any questions?
I don't have anything.
Okay. I will propose that we accept the increase in pay steps.
Okay, I'll second.
And do we need to say that, sorry, you were asking that they became effective March 14th, which is the first day of the pay period.
The current pay period?
Right, this is
yeah.
The, yeah, effective starting at the beginning of the pay period.
Okay.
Is
so,
today.
Okay, so.
That is today.
Yeah, it started in the meeting when you brought it up.
Yes.
So, yes.
So is the March 14th the right day?
Yeah.
Wait. I just want to make sure we get the date right.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, I'm sorry.
It ends next week.
So it started the first one.
And
okay, so.
Okay.
All right. All
right,
so.
14th, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Move that we increase the pay steps for all sworn personnel per chief's suggestion effective March 14th, so
yes.
Retroactively.
Yep.
Yes.
I'll second that.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then one more thing we did last time when we did Tom's staff increases, we did Tom's increase as well. So I would propose that we do Chief's increase for 3%.
Well, in that case.
Well, never mind then.
And I think we'll go, same effective date,
okay.
March 14th.
Well, they haven't voted on it yet, John.
So, did you motion?
Or? I am motioning.
Okay. I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I was expecting it. So next on the agenda, as I was leaving vacation, and I know what Tom does and Jeff did, I don't think any of you knew the former chief, Bob Hale. He was chief here 21 years. I replaced him. He passed away same day, and I know Lieutenant prior to that. He and I spoke on phone, but I just couldn't come back to Washington, D.C. But anyway, he asked about doing a flower arrangement, and we discussed how to do it. So I went to go ahead and use the police department credit card, and if you say no, we should have done that, then we'll get a payback. But I also know that we need to have approval because it wasn't exactly police department business to do that for. Now, if any of you, and I know Mr. Overly, you went to the funeral home, I believe, and we did for the whole township, not just the police department, I think. Everyone's name on it. So I guess I'm asking for audit purposes, really, too. Is that just from backwards for that was approved to have spent our money to that.
How much was it?
$214 and some change.
Okay.
So $250 covered it.
Yeah. Are we okay to?
Is that the appropriate way we have to do this, John, on that?
Yeah. If the board thinks it was a proper public purpose to honor the former.
And I guess that's
my basically you want a motion.
He was here chief 21 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long he's in law enforcement together.
He was
about 30 years.
Yeah.
Sure. 30 years.
Well, if I was his wife, I'd be surprised if there wasn't something there.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
when you, he dedicated his most of his career with us. So, yeah.
So question, it's been done and paid for?
Yes.
We won't have to make a contribution to the flowers in order to the chief. Is that acceptable?
You'd have to ask, because it's already on a credit card, and so you'd have to ask, ask him about that.
I'll have to then.
You want to pick up the whole cost?
I picked up a lot more than that before.
You make a sure. You make a donation, sure.
Right. So you don't have to pay the whole thing.
Just make that for the township.
Thank you. The other thing I wanted to mention, since you wanted to address a moment of silence, I think in honor of him being the chief and the dedication he did for that job, I think that we should all stand for that moment of silence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was kind of just because of the beginning. Yeah. Yeah. I think we want to do a moment of silence, Kurt.
Do we want to approve the spending first, and then so I motion to approve expenditure of police funds for the flowers, not to exceed $215.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And before we go to Tom, I don't know if you looked on our Facebook that Tom did, because Tom went along with you.
Tom was here before he started.
Tom did put something on our Facebook about today. Mm-hmm. I thank you for that.
Okay. That's great.
Okay. Do you want to leave the moment of silence? Get off?
Sure. A moment of silence for dedication to our department for the 21 years he was a chief.
Guys, take a look at it. This does not include $35,000 cost on that. I've also been in contact with the county, and they came out and looked at Highview. We've got the guardrail there that we need to do something with. It's in really bad disrepair. Not sure we have to have guardrail there. It's a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit residential street, which may not require guardrail. Just a preliminary estimate, if we were to try to replace what is there now, we're looking between $12,000 and
$15,000. So... Just for a guardrail?
Just for the guardrail.
That's insane.
And then we have the ongoing maintenance costs, again, of that guardrail. So the county's looking into it to find out for sure before we make a decision, and I'll let you know what we find out on that. Mm-hmm. I thought I might kind of like to have it near where the actual culvert pipe is, maybe just in that area, but that would shorten way up of what we would need. But, yeah, that was quite a bit more what I was thinking.
What's the length?
But, I think it was about almost 400 feet. Of guardrail, and the county told me that their price that they got with the people that they use is about $15 a foot, but then there's $800 for them to mobilize, and then the end pieces that they thought we were going to have to use are $600 a piece, and there's four of those, so it added up pretty quick. But they're going to look into it and see what we can do and come up with a recommendation for us. I'll let you know so we find that out.
Do we know what the Metro Parks, that little spit down by the river, if that's going to be?
That I believe it is included in here.
Okay.
But I think I will need to probably contact them and make sure that that's okay. On Lakeshore, or I mean Plumtree and Edgecliff, west of, or east of 315, it'll be the same process we did on the other side, and same with Mulberry. Worthington Hills, we're doing an inch and three-quarter milling, then doing the sandy layer, which helps keep your reflective cracking and stuff from coming through, because that road's really cracked up real bad. And then another overlay of asphalt on that. So, I just wanted to give this to you tonight. I want to look it over a little bit before we make a final decision. I have some total numbers, and I was hoping to get the guardrail numbers too. They're supposed to have more information on Plumtree for us on that project within the next couple of weeks. So,
the culvert.
See, if you were coming with us tomorrow, you could.
Oh, I've already been talking about that.
It's only been, what, 2.5 years?
Right.
Yeah.
Those orange barrels are getting really familiar.
Yeah, and now they did come out and pothole the gas line. I don't know, they moved one of the barrels because they had left
the barrels
hole,
are
and we
moving.
Went back.
Okay.
And we refilled the hole for them. I imagine the guys put it back over the other side. So they do have the elevations on the gas line and stuff like that. So they should have everything they need. I know that the guys doing the work, were asking me who you guys used to do the last water line fix so they could talk to them about having material possibly on hand if something happens.
Capital City?
It was Capital City.
Capital.
It was mechanical.
Yeah.
So
I would like to be notified when they're ready to start the work because I just need to be available in case they have a shot on.
Yeah, that's what I told them. I get in contact with you and everything and get you. Because Rusty, the guy that runs that crew and everything, he wanted to start getting all his ducks in a row. So,
can you give me contact?
I'll call you. Okay. I'm sure I got it someplace. But so they're just kind of, he wanted to get geared up ahead of time just in case there was an issue. He knew what to do and had material. And so they're looking out for
us. I'll fill up some water bottles just in case.
So I got a little bit of an inside scoop with that group. My son works for them.
Okay.
So,
nice.
I think that's really all I have.
Okay. Any property maintenance? Nothing here? Okay. Did anyone, is this just an FYI? Or
just FYI.
Okay. Any other business? Oh, yeah, minutes. Do we have any changes or a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
This is the only thing, we've got the road mileage certification on here. Tom, I think we're going to get our number higher next year, right? Is that the...
I have been told. Okay. That yeah, the number was incorrect last year, but it took until this year to get it straightened out. And what Mark told me is they'll make the change this year, but it doesn't take effect to show on the certificate until next year. And we did get that signed, and I did get that taken down to the proper person at the county, so that's taken care of. So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Any motions?
Oh, I will do.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion to adjourn at 7:35, 6.
Got to fix our clock.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Who seconded?
I think I did.
Laura seconded. I moved.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry. If there is something you want me to put on the website or Facebook page about the Shared Memorial Board, just send me
okay. Butch. Yeah, I gotta. Gotta just turn these off. Just write the check out.
Sorry, township. Sorry, it's Sharon Township.
Sure.